Hi, my name is Slinky. Thank you for listening to Chew My Mom. I never listen.
I love having players on this podcast, nothing but net. Nothing makes me happier than having really good people that are players on this podcast. And we got that today with Vanderbilt superstars, Camille Pierre and Michaela Blakes. Ladies, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
All right, Camille, I want to start with you first. At the taping of this podcast, your team is in the top 25, number 23 in the country.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel? You guys haven't been in the polls for 11 years. This is big news in women's college basketball.
I think it's super cool, and I think the team thinks that as well. But honestly, I mean, we put the work in and day out, so I feel like it was well-deserved.
Let's talk about your work before we get to Michaela, because let's not miss the top line here. You're one of the most improved players in all of women's college basketball. 9 points to just under 22, double-double in 12 games, and you have scored in double figures every game. You've made an incredible improvement from your freshman year. How?
The staff, my teammates. Every day, everyone's just super helpful. Everyone's super caring. And so it's just like, I know I'm around great people, so I'm just meant to be great. So I just have trust that everything will go how it should.
And then Michaela Blakes, wow, what a week you've had too, right? The tip-in at Tennessee and to get your storied high school career on display as a freshman at Vanderbilt. Tell us a little bit about how it's going.
I'd say it's going pretty well. I'm just continuing to do what I need to for the team and just continuing to be that person they can trust in big moments.
Michaela, there's a big story about your dad getting to see your brother, Jalen, and then see you, both of you, with game winners. What's been the most fun part about sharing that story? Because I don't want to go backwards and have you tell the story. I want you to tell me moving forward, what's been fun about it?
I just think seeing the videos of my dad, like his reaction to both of our buzzer beaters was the same reaction, just jumping in a circle and just cheering really loud. So I think that was probably my favorite part.
I work men's and women's college basketball. I've already had Stanford, so I've already had your brother in a basketball game at home. He's a good player. He's a good point guard. How do you guys compare your games? And growing up together, how did you help each other?
Growing up together, we would always play each other one-on-one, and it would get really bad that we wouldn't talk to each other and have to be separated in the house. But I would say we're very similar with like our competitiveness and the dog mentality that we have, that when we step on the court, we're going to put our full effort out and we're going to act like the best player on the court. So I think that's pretty similar, but he has maybe a little bit better handle, but that's it.
Who wins when you guys play horse?
I win.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Well, you work on your handle. He'll work on his shot selection. How's mm-hmm. that?
That's good. Pretty good.
All right, Camille, you have gone from a player that was in the middle of the scouting report to the top of the scouting report. Teams are double teaming you, and they're bringing everything they can to try to contain you a little bit. What's that been like for you from a mentality standpoint?
I think just understanding that, like, it's more serious now to me, just understanding I need to do a lot more for the team. So, I mean, it's a blessing, but it's a curse, just understanding that, like, everyone's going to be out for me, but I felt like I've handled it pretty well so far. So, at the end of the day, it's still really fun and exciting.
I would say if you put in the work, like you said you did, and you rep and rep, you get confident, and then you got good teammates around you, that should allow you to have success. Is that true?
Yeah.
Michaela, I want to ask you about your decision to come to Vanderbilt, because as a McDonald's All-American, Shea had not had a lot of McDonald's All-Americans before you. Vanderbilt was on the upswing, right? And when you were coming up through high school, Vanderbilt and Shea, in just a short time, has been able to build incredibly well inside the SEC. What was it about Vanderbilt that was so intriguing for you?
I'd say definitely the family atmosphere when I came on my visits here, and academics are really good, but definitely I saw the progress of this team, and I really trust and believe in every single person here, so I just really wanted to be a part of it and making history.
Camille, one of the things that Shay told us about your game is that she wants to see you play free. So while there's concepts that you can play in, not everything is scripted. And to be able to play the up-tempo style that you play, you got to be able to rebound and run. How do you see it?
I mean, I agree. I feel like playing here at Vanderbilt, like, yeah, we have set plays, but Coach Ralph also teaches us how to play, like, just the game of basketball, that we don't always have to, like, hit the X and O's, and we can just, like, be ourselves and take the open look.
Michaela, there's a certain rhythm that comes with being a Division I athlete. Sometimes it's a lot of studying and maybe more academic work, especially at Vanderbilt, than anticipated. And then there's the demands of weights and film and all the other things. You seem to be handling it pretty well. What would you say has been the most challenging adjustment for you?
Definitely time management. Just as you said before, like managing all of those things and then still trying to have a social life with my teammates and be able to do fun things like regular students do.
What are some of the regular things that you do?
We go shopping a lot. We like to go to the movies. We like to eat. Really anything.
Just stuff kids do. At the time of this taping right now, there are 20 players in the country that are averaging 20 points. But there's only one team in the country that has two players averaging better than 20 points. That's you two. That's you guys. Any reaction to that? I mean, is that like, you know, like, is that cool? Wow. Or yeah, we worked really hard to get it. I mean, I was expecting like confetti to go off or something.
I think it's super cool, but I mean, I think we both really compliment each other on the court, so it really does just come easy. And we just push each other to be better. So it's just, it's a blessing to have both of us out there.
Yeah.
You can expound on that if you want, Michaela.
Yeah, I just definitely build on that. Like, that's really good for us and our progress, but we still have a lot more to do. And we're just doing whatever the team needs us to do. And the fact that they have confidence in us to take those shots is definitely helping.
Camille, there's a lot of really good freshmen in the country this year, and there's some freshmen that get more play on the national headlines than maybe Michaela does. How do we get Michaela's fame to increase? Like, she's one of the top freshmen in the country. What do we got to do to get her story out there?
I don't know. I don't know why people don't see it yet, but, I mean, everyone here, we all know she's the best freshman in the country. It's really no debate, and that's not to discredit all the other great freshmen, but, I mean, they're just not as good as her, so. Just got to stay in the gym, I guess.
Yeah, what makes her good?
Everything. She's a great teammate. She's skilled. She can see the floor well. She just has a dog mentality.
Michaela, I know in your mind you might have had some goals, some, you know, things that may have been of interest to you that you're trying to figure out on the floor, maybe ways that you're trying to get your game better so that you could be a more versatile scorer. You already came in with a tight game. What are some of the things that you think that you've learned so far your freshman year?
I think I definitely learned just to slow down. I think coming in, I was really fast and just expecting it to sort of be like high school where it's kind of out of control. But really, when you play college, it's more in control. People scout you better. So the things you're good at, they're going to take away from you.
I mean, it's not a layup drill like high school, right? I mean, you could just blow by everybody.
Yeah, no, it's not like that.
What's the most fun thing for you, Camille, about working with Shay in the gym every day? Because obviously she and the staff have had an incredible influence on your improvement.
I feel like there's a lot of things, but I think overall she's just truly a great person. So just to be able to work with someone who's really genuine and cares for you in every aspect, it goes a long way. So it helps me on the court, but she also helps me be a better person off the court. So I'm super thankful.
And same for you, Michaela. What are some of the things that Shay has brought to the table to help your game get better? I mean, Shay's an All-American herself. She's won 7 NCAA titles as a player or a head or assistant coach. She knows what it looks like.
Yeah, I think she definitely every day just working on my weaknesses and just making sure I'm a 3-level scorer and adding that mid-range game a little bit more.
Camille, we know what Michaela does when she's not working on hoops. Are you hanging with her, shopping, going to movies, doing all that stuff too?
Yeah, me, her, and Maddie are together like all the time, so we really do everything together.
What about Mark Byington and the men's success? Have you guys enjoyed going to the games, and how's that? Because there's some synergy there between Alabama football and that big win by the football team and then the men's team having success, and now you guys right there in the middle of all of it as well?
I'd say it's really great to watch and just to be a part of it. And we were there when they beat Tennessee, part of that storm in the court, if I could say that. Yeah, we were part of that. So Dr. Candace probably isn't excited about the fines, but we were part of that. And it's just a really, it's a tight-knit sports community here. So we're always excited for each other.
I'm sure there's some Vanderbilt alum that didn't mind paying that fine for the university. How about Candace? You reference her by first name. She's a former player at Vanderbilt. She's the athletic director. She's had incredible success there. What have you learned from her? Have you been able to have a relationship with her at all? And what's that been like? She knows exactly what you guys are going through.
Yeah. She was a part of my recruiting process and just someone me and my family talked to a lot about, like, my goals and what life outside of basketball is like. So just having her at every home game and just to mentor us and give us support, come in, stop by practices, it really means a lot to us, and we love her.
How about you, Camille? Same?
Same thing.
Same. Okay. When, if I was on campus, what would be a spot that I would not, that I would have to go to? I mean, I've only been to Memorial Coliseum.
Hobnotty. Yeah. It's a burger place like right by campus that we go to at least once a week.
Yeah.
Okay. What about on campus?
On campus, let's see. I would probably go, well,
I'm going Munchie Mart to on campus. Like, they got all the snacks, they got drinks, chips, candy.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good one.
You guys know that when Jay brings her daughter Mason to practice, that Mason is watching you guys like a hawk, right? I mean, she's, when you don't think she's paying attention, she's listening. Or when you don't think she's watching, she's watching. She's a good example of a lot of little girls that are watching you guys, because you've been such great role models in the community and you've had such good success as student athletes. Do you take that responsibility with great pride, or is that something that, you know, you don't feel at all?
I'd say we definitely take that with pride, and we knew coming in here we were going to play the big sister role to Mason. So just having her around us just continues to remind us just to be happy, I think, and just to play with her and just be that role model that she needs as like a big sister. So she has a lot of us.
You guys are in good shape right now, at the top half of the standings in the SEC, and you've got some really tough games coming up. Every night in the league is hard. What are you looking most, what are you most looking forward to as the season comes to February?
I think just being together every day, not taking any moment for granted. I mean, we have a lot of people who are going to graduate after this season. So, I mean, just going into every game and every practice and having fun, but also putting in the work, because we won't ever get this time back.
What about you, Michaela?
I think for us, one thing we've been preaching is not to be too complacent, that we have bigger goals and that we're always going to support each other behind those goals. So we're just going to continue to get better. And as Mill said, take our time and enjoy the moment.
Well, you've been fun to watch, and I've enjoyed it as a fan watching your games. I hope I'll get to see you down the road somewhere, maybe in the NCAA tournament. But I'm grateful that you guys took the time to be with us on Nothing But Net.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you down the road. That's Camille Pierre and Michaela Blakes on Nothing But Net. Thanks, ladies.